guys, it's Anna Marie here from Personifiability. I'm your Jamie, but with the reason. Okay, what are we talking about today, guys? We're talking about, can you be friends with an ex? Can ya? Can you? Really? Can you? Okay, it's funny. This is a funny topic on some level because one of my, with this lady from Korea was messaging me, and I don't know if she saw my videos or she just saw my posts, and she was so funny. She was like, how do you be friends with an ex? How is that possible? It was so funny. Because she told me what happened with her ex, and I was like, yikes. And I told her, well, again, my case is like a one in a million case. It's very rare. Like, there was no cheating, mutual respect. I mean, I think my cases do happen. I just don't think it's very common. But a good analogy, a good way to look at my situation is kind of like Joy. Have you guys seen the movie Joy? Look that up if you haven't seen it. It's a really good story about it. True story. It's kind of like that, but different. My ex and I didn't have any kids, so there's no kids, no baggage, not the kids are all baggage, just there's nothing wrong with that. No crazy exes with their, it's just that, you know, we were together a really long time. 8 years is a real long time to be with somebody. And like I say in my videos, we've had our problems for sure. Will I fully go into them? No, because I respect him. So as a person, and he respects me. He's a very, very, very good person. And I don't want him, I don't want to hurt his feelings. Okay, so, you know, we were together a really long time. He helped me recover from my recent surgery, for the cyst surgery, which shows he's a good person and has humanity, you know, and didn't leave me hanging in the cold. I was telling my married best friends, I was like, I was about to come over and have you guys babysit me. Like, seriously, I told them I couldn't get up out of bed. You know, like, I would, like, wake up in the middle of the night telling him, I gotta get up to pee and I can't get up, you know. I was like, so I'd be like this, like, please help me. And then he'd, like, oh, you have to help me, you know, move, things like that. So it was awful. It was awful. It was really awful. But, so before I go on my ramble, can you be really friends with an ex? Honestly, guys, it really is case by case. I don't fully recommend it. Again, it depends on your case. He's always going to be a friend of mine at some level. I mean, we're eventually both going to, you know, 100% fully move on. Or he hasn't, you know, found the love of his life yet, and I haven't found the love of my life yet, so, but we are moving on, so we're there for each other currently right now, just because we've both been devastated by the economy, so we're both asking each other, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Are you okay? You know, like, how are you doing? You know, how's your family doing? You know, and with the pandemic, everyone's, like, you know, having economic and financial issues, right? So, there's that fun stuff. You know, and so, you know, we both have humanity for each other. It's called compassion and humanity. It's a new concept. I think in some cases you can be friends with an ex. You have to learn to establish massive boundaries, especially if you're moving on, because if they're going to fall in love with a new partner, start dating again, you have to make sure that you don't cross the boundaries where you're, you know, revealing them too much or things like that, you know, like, not bashing your ex in front of, like, the new girlfriend or things like that, you know. I think there's a lot of stuff online about return of the ex and things like that. Like, and I wonder if, like, well, sometimes, like with tarot card reading, sometimes I think, like, they're kind of, I think in tarot card reading, the return of the ex doesn't mean ex fully. I think ex in real life, based on my life experience, I've noticed, is that it's not always about an ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend. It's about just someone from your past. So I feel like they need to update that that terminology, because it's a little bit outdated. Because I think I appreciate tarot card readers that are more realistic, not fantastical. You know, so But I don't know why some people are sometimes obsessed with getting an ex back. I don't necessarily want an ex-boyfriend back. We didn't work out for a reason, so why do I want him back? I don't know. I want to move forward with a new person. So there's a reason why my exes didn't work out. It's funny because my, one of my married friends is like, I don't believe in the main room. Like, I know. So basically, there's my ramble. The lesson is, can you be friends with an ex? Honestly, it's case by case. Like I said, if you decide to be friends with an ex, just because it's like, if it's like Seinfeld, you know, like if you watch Seinfeld, or no, what is it? Seinfeld. I think it's, yeah, if you watch the show Seinfeld, I think like the two friends did date a little bit, but then they didn't work out, and so they just remained friends. But seriously, my ex and I make really good friends. Like, genuine friendship. Way better than as a couple. And it's funny, because I was chatting with someone on this online dating app, and I was telling him how, you know, because he was asking me how I got into my business, and I told him, a lot of it's just, like, kind of, like, bad luck and life experience. And I told him, like, you know, how, like, sometimes, you know, like, some people just really honestly got me better friends than in a relationship. And he's like, ain't that the truth? And I'm just like, you know, a lot of people can, you know, feel my, you know, pain and, you know, frustrations and things like that. With so, like, that's why I encourage people to date, because it's so tricky. Because you might just be caught up with the sex and hormones and the lust, you know, thinking that someone's good for you when they really may not be, you know. So, but I just, you know, 8 years is a long time. So in my case, I'm looking for, you know, a new person for the long haul. I don't just to date anymore, really. It's like, I mean, I'm just taking my time, you know. I'm not like gonna rush things and overgiving things like that. All right, so the lesson is, everybody, can you be friends with the next? Can you? Can't you? It's up to you, and I would be very, very cautious. It can be very messy, depending on your situation. My case is not messy at all. It's very innocent and very pure. And to this day, my ex trusts me 100%, 110%. He still trusts me to this day. And I trust him, too. We look out for each other. So, but, yeah, I would be cautious about cheating. And you just, you know, I'm not a drama lady. I can't stand drama. So that's how I look at exes. All right. So hopefully this video is helpful to you. Please like, subscribe, and comment below, please. You could be so lovely, kind. And multiple hugs a day. Multiple hugs a day. Keep thinking this way. Okay, bye.